Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Loose Lips with Robin Richford and Sophie Brown. This is your extra lippy and it is all about you.
It certainly is. And please keep sending them in. We take them through our Instagram at the Loose Lips Podcast. You can send them on email, contact@looselipspodcast.com. Or you can send them to Robin and I directly at Robin Richford or at Sophie H.R. Brown. Whatever takes your fancy, really. However you want to get them to us, please send them. We love them.
We will take them. This one actually came to me directly. It's actually a friend of mine, Ree, who listens to the pod. And she said, Robin, will you and Soph please unpack this for me? I think her actual words were, can you help me with winter fashion because I'm shit at it? And I was like, okay. So basically I just put like a little photo on my Instagram and I was just out the other night and it was snowing. So I was freezing, but I just was wearing like a little skirt and boots. And it was hilarious because I think I'm so bad at winter fashion. And she was like, you look so cute, but I just look ridiculous because I just want to be warm all the time. So how do you make it look cute? And I was like, I actually don't think I'm the gal for this, but I know a gal for this. And it's Sophie Brown.
I think I'm better at, yeah, autumn, winter's like my jam. I think I wear a lot of black, like I'm not very colourful. Actually, I think when it's really hot summer, I love a little two-piece or a little summer dress or whatever. But when it's like in between, it's not for me. I'd rather, you know, get the leggings on, get the boots on, like a puffer jacket. Like I love a jacket. I'm looking here, I've got like a whole thing of jackets that don't fit in my wardrobe. But my thing, I think I've spoken about this before, but my all-in-one from Naked Apparel is like my, oh, it's long sleeved, it's like tight, but it's got a zip up the front. I wear it with like these, I got these boots from H&M. I think they don't even, I was so ahead of the curve this year. I had them last year and I found them on the website again, slightly different, bought them a few weeks ago and they're already not on the website anymore. So I'm
wow.
I know.
So oh, she's good.
Sold out or whatever, but they're really cute. They're like, I just feel like, I like après-ski vibes. That's me.
That's because you look all sexy in them. I just look like a little boy, honestly. I look like a 14-year-old boy. Fucking catsuit. Like, Robin, what is that? There's not a curve anywhere on that body. It's ridiculous. Not cute. Do you know what I think I go wrong with winter fashion? And this might be a top tip. I don't think I actually invest in jackets enough. So like when you say about jackets, so then what I feel like is no matter what I put on, I look the exact same.
See,
I've got the same jacket on.
This is where you're going wrong. If you have a few different jackets, the jacket is like the outfit. Like I will wear sometimes just like black leggings and like a long sleeve black top or whatever. And it'll be like tucked in with my boots and the jacket will be like the thing. I also have like, you know, I don't know, like a furry bucket hat or whatever. Something that like I have got a really fluffy green one, but I've got one that's really nice. It's like the reclaimed one off ASOS and it's like a checker pattern. And it's in like sort of autumnal colours and it's super cute. And it is like stuff like that, I think, changes an outfit. Like I'll wear like an all black with like something like that. Like I don't switch it up that much. I wear the same stuff, honestly. But I just feel like, get a good coat.
That's a good tip. I think that's where I go wrong because what I do is the opposite.
Yeah.
So I try and get a different outfit underneath and I'm like, I look cute. This is great. I put the same freaking jacket on and I look the exact same as any other time. And I don't have cute hats or scarves and I don't want to mess my hair, you know?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Another top tip though that I did, which is when she messaged me like saying, oh, you look cute, is actually I had on like a little skirt. And I had, because I quite like tights, but I don't like them to be like school tights, you know. I like them to be like, I don't know, like 10 denier, you know, where you can actually see your legs. So anyway, so I've got them on. But then what I did is I actually put like a wee pair of gym hot pants over the tights underneath my skirt. I will not tell you, it's such a game changer for the heat.
Yeah.
Like that's a top tip, actually putting little layers under your clothing. And then that way you can wear like kind of cuter stuff, but it's not as, or like two pairs of socks. I did that too under my boots.
Yeah. I think boots as well, if you can invest in like a good pair of boots. I'm still trying to find like my perfect knee high boot. I've got a pair that I'm wearing at the moment that are flats. And then I've got like a heeled, more like a stiletto pointy heel leather boot, which I really like. But I need some knee highs, but I do think you have to invest. There's also, oh my gosh, there's this coat that I really want from Oz. Oh. It's like double breasted black long coat. Like it's beautiful, like fitted.
Oh, gorgeous.
But it's, I mean, it's, I don't know, pushing 300 quid, I think. Like it's not cheap, but I will have that for years though. That's an investment piece for me.
Well, yeah, if it's like a staple, I was going to say if it's like black or, you know, and it's not like an on-trend color or on-trend cut, you do have them forever, don't you? But I'm rubbish at investing in winter clothes. I think that's where I've gone wrong. I'm just not very good at like spending the money.
It's funny though, because I think people are like, oh, you know, I don't want to spend the 300, 400 quid, which I completely understand. How much shit do you buy in summer? How much? How many dressy little tops that don't stay together and dresses and the zip breaks? Do you know what I mean though? Like buy a winter coat or buy something like that and you'll have it.
You sound like my mother right
it's
now.
It's so hilarious. True though. I've got to buy more, you know, like I try, I say this, I do shop at like Zara and things, and I appreciate they're still fast fashion, but I don't do like the online retailer fast fashion as much. I'm trying to stay away from that just because the quality is just, you know, and you end up spending loads on a whole basket of stuff and hardly keeping any of it.
I know.
And then it's like, will that last next year? This COS double-breasted jacket, I could give that to my grandchildren probably.
Oh, fucking hell.
I mean,
they're going to be in spaceships, babe. They're going to have spacesuits. They're not going to need your COS jacket.
It'll all be AI. We won't even have goggles. We'll all be naked, but you'll just see clothes on people.
Exactly. Everyone's going to have AI. They're not even going to get dressed, not even shower. And you're giving them a COS jacket.
Oh, I'd love that.
That's it. That's when we die. I could give that to my grandchildren.
Okay, maybe just my kids. But you know what I mean? Like, I've got.
No, you are right. If it's a proper quality, I know. This is where I go wrong, I think. I don't invest in the kind of like quality pieces at this time of year. And also as well, I don't love neutral colours. And so that's hard because I think colour looks a bit like naff in winter.
Yeah.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Done right.
Yeah, I love it. I am a neutral gal. Like I
you are a neutral gal. You are. It's true. So I'm like, I find it hard because all the things I want to buy are very statement.
Yes.
And so actually you don't get the weight out of them in the same way.
Yeah, I mean, you could get a statement jacket. Like, I tell you what, I love the puffer jackets that are like in a really bright color. I think they're sick.
See, they're cool. Yeah. I love them.
I think they're really cool. Like they've got, yeah, I think they're wicked. And I think you'd get a lot of wear out of them, but you just have to go more basic on the outfit. Like you just do like all black with black boots and then have like a really cool, you know, bright.
Yeah. Yeah, rather than trying to like match it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I love it when you, another trick I think for winter as well is if you are going to wear like black and kind of neutrals and stuff, like wear a really bright colored shoe. I love that.
Yes. Yeah. Or a bright colored, like a bucket hat, like genuinely, they look super cute. If you get a little furry bucket hat, you can't see this at home, but I'm just showing Robin this collared jacket, but you get the Yeah.
It's basically a long down to the calf jacket with like really like statement shoulders.
Yeah.
And the model's making it look delightful, of course. But
you don't have to spend that much on those, to be fair. Like
no.
You can get them from other, like I'm kind of annoyed I found this one because I keep signing up for, it keeps going out of stock and I'm like, it is quite a lot of money. But
have you even tried it on yet, Soph? You need to try it on.
Yeah, should I go in? I think I'll go into college, shouldn't I? Yeah. And actually go and
try it on, because sometimes I fall in love with an item and I've not even tried it on. And then when I try it on, I'm like, what?
I did that.
Mentally, I needed that.
Yeah, no, I did that. I did that the other day, actually, in college. There was a jumper that I really liked the look of and I tried it on. It was horrific.
No.
It was horrific.
Why? It was like, why was it so bad?
I just looked like a potato. Like it felt so weird on me. And like, I have to be, because I'm short and like, I go in at the waist, but then I've got hips, then I've got like quite big legs. Like I have to dress for my shape and that's fine. But like, if I wear anything, like I can't wear, you know, like a jumper and hoodie set kind of thing, because I'll just look like enormous. However, I bought like a cropped one.
Oh yeah.
That I wore to the airport actually there and back with like straight leg tracky bottoms with like a cropped jacket. Great. That was fantastic. That looks really good on me.
Yeah.
If I wore like, you know, which I really like the.
Oh yeah. Like the oversized hoodie with the baggy trousers. No, not
cute. No, not for me. Cause I'm just, it just wouldn't, I just look bad on my body type. That's the thing. You have to still, I think it's so important, especially like, I say at our age, but like late 20s, early 30s, like I do think that like we know what looks good on us and what feels good. And I think that you have to let go of kind of like what you used to wear when you were young. You know, it's not necessarily going to look the same. And you know, you kind of have to mourn that. But like there's so many things that I don't wear and that I stay away from because they just don't look good. And that's that. And I have to just, you know, stay away from them. And I try and do that. Like, I just know now, I think, what looks good.
I know. What I find hard is I think there's such a trend at the minute where it's like kind of bodycon. Like, so it's quite tight all the way down. And I struggle with that so much because I don't really have curves. I have to be really, 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 really thin for that to make sense. And not because of any other reason other than that it just puts curves in all the wrong places. And with my polycystic ovaries, it's like I could be one day, I'm like, oh, it looks great. And then the next day I literally look pregnant and I'm like, oh, because my ovaries are just swelling and I'm just like, crap. So I always feel like I have to avoid that. But I kind of feel like those are kind of like the more mature looks and the kind of like sexier looks. And so sometimes I think I can look a little young because I don't suit that shape.
It's difficult. I'd say as a tip, on Instagram and stuff and like on TikTok, find the people, because I still follow people probably from like years ago, but like I'm trying to find fashion inspo now that is suited to my age group.
Yes.
And like it does make a massive difference. Like I found a girl recently, annoyingly, they're not usually your body type. So like this girl's very, very, you know, not got that sort of many curves, very slim, like looks incredible, but very different than me body shape wise. However, she has the same style that I like, this sort of the tailored items and like, you know, just quite classy and like, and I think you've got to do that. So I'd say like as advice to everyone, I think trying to find people that you can emulate. And if you can find people that are similar body shape, it is a lot easier.
Yeah.
Because the problem is there's a lot of, you know, influencers and content creators and God, they look utterly incredible, but you know, they're 5'11" and, you know, so slim and you could put a bin bag on them and it'd probably be unreal. So you do have to, I think, find people that are similar to you because it makes it so much easier. Cause then you're like, oh, I actually might look like that in that.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually, because I kind of look and I'm like, why is that outfit not working? And you're like, oh, it's because, you know, she's got like her belly out and like she's also 19, Robin. So, you know,
yeah,
like maybe that's why that doesn't work for you. So, yeah, that's a really good tip, actually. I like that. So jackets, boots, investment pieces, keep it quite neutral and follow people that look the same as you. That's a really good tip.
One last thing I'd just say, like, if you can, or if you've already got one like investment handbag, like not necessarily even designer, but like I'd actually say the whole quiet luxury, you know, trend and things like that. There's some really beautiful, like, you know, just black, like really nice handbags that are just really classy, like go with any outfit. And I feel like they bring an outfit together.
Yeah.
Like they do. So if you can have like one or two of those where you're like, right, okay, you know, with this outfit, I can do the black one, or with this one, I'll do like the neutral one.
Yeah.
I think that helps.
That's a really good shirt. I think that's what I need. I need a neutral bag.
Yeah. I've got quite a lot of like, I'm just looking like, no, I mean, I've got a YSL that's just black, but and I've got like a cream. No, I'm all right, I think, at the moment for bags, which is good, because I think it can really make an outfit and you're like, okay, but you just, I think it's slightly different in winter. You want a bit more neutral than like fully patterned.
Yeah, you do, don't you? You want something a little bit more that just goes with everything.
Mm.
Great tips. Thanks, Soph. Sorted me and Ree out.
I mean, you had some great ones as well. I think winter, I honestly wear the same stuff. Mm. I do, but I do invest in some stuff. Hats as well. I've got a French Connection, like a fedora type hat. That's really cute at Christmas.
Cute. I have never owned a hat. Like a hat hat.
Oh my gosh.
That's not like a wool hat.
Try one.
Maybe
go
I
on,
should.
Get a fluffy bucket hat and a fedora.
You'll see me next week like, are you okay, Robin? Got two hats on and your headphones. Thank you so much for listening to Extra Lippy with, of course, Robin Richford and Sophie Brown. We'll be back on Tuesday next week for our full episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate and review. Honestly, it helps us more than you can ever imagine.
It certainly does. And you know where to send them, but I will say it again. It is contact@looselipspodcast.com or send them through the Instagram, which is @theloselipspodcast on Instagram.
Yeah, and like just like we did, you can also contact us personally. It's @RobinRichford with a Y and @SophieHLBrown. And we will see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.